From glory to joy, Dr. Mikunda and the effect of lighting installations in the retail sector. Austrian author Dr. Christian Mikunda was this year's keynote speaker at Christmas World, the leading international trade fair for seasonal and festive decorations. His lecture highlighted the psychological mechanisms and dramaturgical devices behind the use of lighting in successful marketing concepts. Dr. Mikunda, founder of the theory of strategic shop dramaturgy, explained the significance of lighting and illuminated installations in the retail world and the role that Christmas World in Frankfurt am Main plays in this. But what does shop dramaturgy actually mean? Shop dramaturgy is all about engaging professionally with emotions and experiences. It is about knowing how storytelling works and, above all, understanding that dramaturgy basically begins with the development of a space. Good spatial development must be achieved in such a way that customers gain a picture of a familiar place through which they can navigate intuitively. Shop dramaturgy is something that evokes a feeling of familiarity. In order for this to work and to enable a cognitive map to emerge, a place needs axes, nodes, distinct areas and markers. By and large, the same applies to trade fairs. At no time should we end up at the end of an axis looking at nothing. To prevent this, we need to position an exhibition stand in such a way that it captures the gaze with sparkling elements or vibrant colors. Wherever axes meet, there is an emphasis on the intersection, which gives people the feeling that it is an important location. It is then logical for the store owner to place an important centerpiece in precisely this position. In terms of attracting more customers into the store, Dr. Mikunda has the following suggestion. If you can't smile, don't open a shop. This old piece of wisdom still holds true today. A smile brings emotional added value. It creates a warm atmosphere, an experience, and this in turn can be measured. The level of impact on promoting sales that experiences can have is measured by the AIME value, amount of invested mental effort. Put in plain language, if we are able to make sense of something, if a story or a picture emerges, and if we have a feeling of elation, the AIME value rises, and we approach what is on offer positively and more attentively. For instance, this is exactly the reason why promotional activities have not focused exclusively on advertisements for the past 40 years or more. Just as in the shop itself, the aim is to give people an experience that will pull them in, so that they are keen to absorb information. This is the reason for the numerous wordplays, picture stories, and slogans in advertising. All of these are elements that emotionalize and cause a déjà vu effect. An experience stimulates interest, which means that people stay in one place for longer. These days, a shop can no longer be just a place for selling. It needs to convey additional emotional value. This offers an unbelievable range of opportunities. The concept of shop dramaturgy exists so that we can begin to talk about and discuss these opportunities. Together with his wife, Dr. Mikunda works on explaining and defining the psychological mechanisms that lie behind emotions, so that the things that creative people do intuitively can be applied consciously. The question now is what role light plays in all this. How can light enchant us? And how can town centers and shops take advantage of it? First and foremost, light installations evoke two psychological mechanisms: the elated feelings of glory and joy. With glory, it is all about conveying grandeur, height, depth, and breadth. A chandelier, a column of light, sacred buildings, but also Christmas lighting. They all function on the basis of this psychological mechanism. These are elements that draw the gaze upwards, engender a sense of space, and make us feel calm. The reason that we feel these things is to do with the release of the happiness hormone, serotonin. When we need to feel a sense of peace and calm, we go to a place that can give us that. A cathedral, a building with a lofty dome, or perhaps Christmas World. Two-thirds of the impact of light works on this level of elation. both in terms of Christmas illuminations and at point of sale in shops. The lighting systems that can be seen at Christmas World are being used increasingly frequently in public spaces, as well as in shops and malls, not just as temporary Christmas illuminations, but for the permanent dramatization of spaces. The second feeling of elation is joy. Lighting installations that function on this level evoke a sense of ecstasy. Flickering, glimmering, visual moments, drop lights, everything that sparkles and glitters, release the happiness hormone dopamine in people. In contrast to serotonin, dopamine creates a state of intoxication. Perceptive ability is enhanced, anticipation aroused, and we are more receptive to suggestions. Glory and joy produce the typical mix that we see at Christmas World. The evocation and combination of elated feelings. And the great thing about Christmas World is that these feelings of elation are concentrated in one place. Here, emotions are elicited by accentuation, and light is used strategically to create emotional added value. Christmas World lets us know that there is a world of carefully conceived lighting design out there. When Dr. Mikunda thinks of the Advent season, two lighting installations particularly stayed in his mind. One of these was the 17-meter-high LED chandelier in Zurich's main railroad station. On account of its size alone, the chandelier radiated an unbelievable amount of glory. What's more, the 25,000 LEDs could also be controlled individually. Passers-by were able to select one of numerous different pre-programmed light patterns. The chandelier then played this pattern as a moving light sequence. In this way, not only classic showers of light, but also colorful light plays could be reproduced, and the chandelier evoked the feelings of both glory and joy by combining light and interactivity. The other lighting installation that inspired him was at the Christkindlmarkt in Vienna. For about 20 years, the trees around the town hall square have been artistically staged. And the most famous of them, the one that is best loved by the people of Vienna, is the tree known as the Herzlbaum. This huge tree is decorated with large luminous red plastic hearts, positioned in exactly the right place, and is associated with emotions and tradition. A perfect installation can be as simple as this. Back to Christmas World. What is the significance of this trade fair for festive and seasonal decorations, and what added value does it bring to retail? Dr. Mikunda hears one particular question again and again. Do you need to mount a B2B trade fair in exactly the same way as a public fair? And the answer is a clear yes. Trade visitors have the same psychological mechanisms as members of the public. They want emotional added value, and this brings us back to the smile. The warm beam of delight that comes with the release of dopamine, which is behind the ecstatic feeling of joy. Trade visitors want to take away with them exactly the same impressions as their customers. The great thing about Christmas World is that it shows clearly that a B2B fair can also offer emotional added value. This is not just because of the lighting products on show that trigger feelings of elation. The stands are also very sophisticatedly designed. Using Christmas World as an example, you can demonstrate wonderfully the psychological mechanisms that are behind a stand concept, the feeling of elation that should be evoked, and how everything comes together. This is because a trade fair is essentially a third place. The first place is our own home, which makes us feel good, and which has an emotional dimension. The second place is our individually designed and decorated workplace, conceived as a home away from home. And the third place is somewhere we go to, not just to do something quickly and functionally, but also to gain something of the emotion of the place. So, if Christmas World itself and its exhibitors manage to convey emotions and feelings of elation, they can be sure that these will eventually permeate to the end customer. Essentially, people do not come here just to make sales, but also to recharge their batteries and to remember why they went into the retail trade in the first place. Perhaps why they became a shopping mall manager, for instance. and to see that it is great to be in such an emotionalizing profession. The author's latest book has the title Hypnoaesthetics: The Ultimate Seduction in Marketing, Retail and Architecture. But what exactly does that mean? It is all about the ultimate form of seduction, a level above feelings of elation, about ways of appealing that are conveyed subliminally. With storytelling, you can always say, it is a story, it is emotional, it has moved me. Even with feelings of elation, it is still pretty simple to define what glory is, or joy, because it feels as if you should be jumping for joy. However, with hypnoaesthetics, you do not really know where the emotional impact comes from. There are four psychological mechanisms that Dr. Mikunda and his wife have been exploring for the last 10 years. The two that are of particular importance for the lighting business, and therefore also for shop and Christmas lighting in general, are trance and art priming. If, for instance, you stop briefly in front of a Christmas illumination lit with countless strings of flickering and glimmering lights, then that is an example of glory or joy. However, if you look at the whole thing for a few minutes longer, you notice that you start falling into a trance. At this moment, light behaves like a pendulum, a calculated sensory overload, which results in the eyes glazing over a little and the body relaxing, so that you quickly forget where you are and even why you are there. The state of trance makes you more open to suggestions. This is the simple reason why there are lighting installations in shopping malls, particularly in the run-up to Christmas, because it is not just about aesthetics. It is also about selling. However, the emotional impact from the sales-promoting effect of the lights only takes hold if the messages that follow the calculated sensory overload are positioned so that they give orientation to the customer. The cognitive map, which should develop intuitively in the customer and without which he or she would become lost, again comes into play here. The second mechanism is art priming, lighting installations that are becoming more and more artistic and no longer look like Christmas illuminations. Light sculptures are in, and light projections are also becoming increasingly popular. Priming means preconditioning. It is an indirectly pre-staged experience. In other words, a first stimulus, the prime, is received by the human brain, and this significantly influences the interpretation or reaction to subsequent stimuli. The prime activates an associational field, a cognitive map, through which a connection with our own surroundings is established. Even if the person is not aware of this connection, thoughts, emotions, and actions always develop within a context. This is good for shops because with these art priming objects, aesthetic art in other words, the sales location is not just seen as such, but more as a lifestyle or design location, for example, a gallery, museum, or hotel. And because the place has a different impact on us, we behave differently. With priming, the surroundings and premises are orchestrated, not the object. For example, the sales location itself. And the more subtly this happens, the more effective it is. Lighting is increasingly and ever more frequently used as a means of art priming. And for this reason, Dr. Mikunda forecasts that there will be more elaborate lighting installations in malls and shops in the future. The entire consumer world of the experience economy is merging more and more with the artistic world, and the two are steadily becoming one. This content was presented to you by Consume Solutions, Messe Frankfurt's hands-on digital platform, specifically for the retail sector. www.consume.solutions